Billy Goat's Muff by Long-Haired Lady, read by Twezza Dark. Fandom Supernatural, rating PG-13, pairing Unrequited Sam Goats. Summary: Sam fancies goats. He angsts about it. A lot. He came back wrong. Sam feels it, this new, twisted obsession. At night he dreams about them. He imagines his subconsciousness as a mire, dark and debauched and, well, dark? On second thought, maybe the mire metaphor isn't dark enough. It doesn't show the true depths of wrongness. Maybe it's more like a tar pit, deep and midnight black and terrifying. Yes, a tar pit, filled with the dinosaur skeletons of depravity and the lost shoes of perversion. Sometimes he finds it hard to even think, such is the heaviness of the coiled horror and sickness that lies within his mind. And sometimes he thinks that maybe these feelings are the final gift of the yellow-eyed demon who haunted and destroyed his whole life, killing everyone and everything he'd ever loved. Maybe it's the blood in his veins that makes him feel this way, running hot with twisted dreams of fur and hooves and, God, their horns, curving and shining like temptation itself. He knows the demon's name now, Azazel, and has read up all he can on him. Sam thinks back to happier times, when his borderline erotic obsession with research was the only thing bothering him. The first mention he can find of Azazel is in Leviticus 16. Demanding a goat be set aside and abandoned for him in the desert. Dirty bastard. Sam knows that what he desires is unnatural, disgusting, completely wrong in the eyes of the world. But how can he fight a desire so strong? Finally, he realizes he has to tell his brother. Dean deserves to know what a monster Sam has become. Sam can't imagine a happy conclusion for this story. Dean should have never brought him back as this evil thing, selling his soul just so Sam could come back and destroy everything good and hairy and pure in the world. Sam wakes dazed and confused from his angst spiral about 10 minutes later. Dean is squinting at him, mildly concerned. Sam, you okay? You sort of zoned out there, kept muttering under your breath something about budding and the stains on your soul. Dean caught Sam's eye, sardonically raising his eyebrows. Anything you want to talk about there? Sam steels himself to speak. It's me. I think I came back wrong. He drops his eyes, staring at his clasped fingers. Dean is sighing. Sam, is this like the time you thought you were going evil because you laughed at that fat guy falling over on TV? Because I'm telling you right now, that was fucking hilarious. No, Sam's voice is small, ashamed. He takes a deep breath. It's a sex thing. Immediately, Dean is jumping off the bed. In such a hurry, he almost sprints for the wrong door. Man, I do not want to know anything about your sex life. You got that? As his hand hits the doorknob, Sam yells, "It's goats!" Dean halts, like he's just run into a wall. When he turns around, the expression on his face, somewhere between incredulity and amusement, suggests it had been like hitting a wall of free beer. What? Sam stares determinedly at the opposite wall. It's goats, with their hooves, and their tails, and those little beard things they have, and the horns. Christ, Dean, the horns, all curvy and sinuous. Sam, I swear if you don't shut up right now, I may never get turned on again. But really not a good choice of words there, Sammy. Sam lapses into silence. This isn't going like he'd imagined. He'd thought Dean would be out the door by now, disgusted at the horror that lurked in Sam's mind. You're thinking in italics again, aren't you? Well, stop it. We need to figure this out. Dean paused. Now, do you actually want to get it on with the things? Because I've got to tell you, Sam, there's pretty much no way that's not rape. No! Sam is shocked. The idea that he would touch things that are so beautiful, so perfect in and of themselves, is repulsive. Great. Well, I don't see what the problem is. There's only one logical solution. Hand me your laptop. Dean spends a couple of minutes tapping away. Then he swivels round, presenting Sam with the screen. Animal Planet. They've got a webcam set up on these mountain goats 24/7. Knock yourself out. Immediately, Sam's pupils are blown, leaving only a thin ring of brown. He flops down bonelessly in front of the screen, one hand already on his fly. Dean runs from the room, making a mental note not to come back until he's absolutely certain Sam will be finished. As he walks out the door, he thinks to himself, "Man, Sam's vanilla. Thank God he never found out about me and the Impala." End. If you enjoyed this story, please leave feedback for the author. You can contact the author through this story's posting at amplificathon.livejournal.com. Recorded in May 2008.